Hello, and thank you for being with us today in our Bible study. We're going to study something that Christians do, and we hope that you're a Christian. We want to do this with you, and that is the matter of fellowship. Christians are people who have fellowship one with another. We know that because that's what the Bible clearly teaches. Now, I'd like to define the word first, and then we're going to study the Bible and see how this works. The word fellowship comes from the Greek word, at least one of the Greek words, koinonia. Koinonia is the Greek word, and what that means is that we are partners. We have a partnership. We are in communion with one another. We are joined together. We have union and communion, and we're like a family. You have fellowship as a family, as a husband and wife and father and children and mother and children, the brothers and sisters. We share. We're partners. We're in it together. We're in it to support one another. That's what a family does, and that's what the church is. The church is the family of God. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, we're the house of God or the household of God. The church of the living God. That's what the church is. So in the church, we're like a family. And we have fellowship one with another. Now, we read about that in the very first instance when the church comes into existence in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. Peter stood up with the 12 apostles and he preached the gospel to that great multitude of people. And let's pick up the account in verse 36. And Peter didn't try to get around the fact that they had sinned. And so he says this in Acts 2 and verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. You've crucified the one that God has made Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. It cut them. It bothered their conscience. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, we still tell people the same thing today. Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That's still applicable today. Then the Bible says in verse 39, for the promises unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. That's what you'll do today. If you've never been baptized, you'll gladly receive the word and be baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now the next verse is the verse that we have our word fellowship. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They had communion. They had partnership. Partnership in what? The apostles' doctrine, the breaking of bread or the Lord's Supper, and in prayers. They participated together in praying, in studying, in remembering the Lord's death. That's what we do today. We still have fellowship in the Lord's church today. We have communion. We have partnership. We are a family. Verse 43 says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. That's fellowship, brethren. We want to be together. We want to share our things, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. We're partners. We're fellowshipping together. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, it's very clear that they had fellowship. That's what we want to have today. We want to have communion. We want to be together. We want to pray together. We want to study together. We want to sing together. We want to be together, eat together, because we're birds of a feather. There's an old saying, birds of a feather flock together, and that's what Christians are. We flock together because we have things in common. Now, over here in Acts 4, we read again of some more of their fellowship. In Acts 4, beginning verse 23, it says, "And being let go, they went to their own company," there's fellowship, "and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them." There was trouble. They had been threatened not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus in the city of Jerusalem. And when they were released, they went to their own, they went to the church, and they reported those things. Verse 24, "And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together." Now there's another kind of partnership. And that's the partnership that the Romans and the Jews and the Gentiles had to put Jesus to death. "For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done." And so they're in this prayer. They're praying to God in Acts chapter 4. And so in this prayer, they were praying together. They were having fellowship in this prayer. "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." They spake the word of God. They were having fellowship in the proclamation of God's word. "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that had aught of things which they possessed was his own, but they had all things common." That's fellowship. That's family. They had all things common. "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need." That's fellowship. "And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, or the son of exhortation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet." So the early church practiced fellowship. They practiced communion. They practiced partnership. They practiced being a family, a spiritual family. And that's what we want to do today. The reason why we're studying this, it's important. We need each other in order to get to heaven. I want to get to heaven. I know you do too. And we're having a form of communion right now on this program. We are studying together. We are participating together to better understand the Bible and to better understand the Lord's church. But let's turn over to another occasion after the first Gentiles were baptized. Here's what we read now. In Acts 11, beginning with verse 19, it says, "Now they which were scattered abroad," that's the church, "upon the persecution that arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but Jews only." They didn't know about the baptism of Cornelius and his household, who were Gentiles. "And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and great a number of them believed and turned unto the Lord." Now, so they're making conversions. "Then tidings of these things came to the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth," look at this fellowship, "the church, they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them." That's what we're to do. We're to exhort one another. We're to help one another. "That with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man," Barnabas was a good man, "and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." That means they were baptized. "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people." That's fellowship. They're having partnership. They're teaching. They're studying together. They're partners in the gospel. "And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar." Now watch this fellowship here. "Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt at Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Paul, Saul, and Barnabas." So there's communion, there's sharing, they're sharing together. And so they sent support down to Jerusalem when there was a great famine there, great dearth. And that's what the church is supposed to do. We're supposed to have fellowship. Fellowship is sweet. Fellowship, oh, what a joy divine is the fellowship of Christians. And so that's what they did. They had communion together. They fellowshiped together. Now, speaking of communion, I want to go over here to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's read verses 10 and 11. "And the Lord's Supper is a communion." It is a fellowship. Look at this. It says, oh, I'm sorry, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 10 and 16. "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?" We're having partnership. We're having communion. That's the Greek word koinonia, of the blood of Christ. "And the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." We're partakers of it. We're partners in the body of Christ in remembering him. So what an important passage that is. Brethren, we need to be having fellowship. We need to understand what fellowship is and appreciate that fellowship. We want to fellowship with Christians, not with those who are not Christians. We want to have fellowship with our own people. And notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 how the Lord has called us out of the world and called us to be separate. Notice in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion," there's the word fellowship, "what communion hath light with darkness?" You don't want to be having fellowship with darkness. "And what concord," or "what agreement hath Christ with Belial?" Belial is ungodly people. "Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord." Our fellowship is limited to those that have obeyed the gospel like we have. "And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty," saith the Lord Almighty. We've been called out. We're not to have fellowship with the world. We're talking about fellowship today. It's important. We are all in this together. We are partners together. We're a family of God. We are wanting to get to heaven, but we want to get to heaven helping one another and supporting one another. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he's talking about this contribution that was taken up for the brethren in Jerusalem during a dearth or during a famine. And the Macedonians were going to give to that. They were going to give to it because they were going to have fellowship with their brethren in Jerusalem. Notice verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, we do make you to know of the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality." Now, they were in poverty. They were in deep poverty, but they gave liberally and generously to their brethren. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we had hoped, but first they gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Jesus did that. He gave it all that we might have salvation. And that's what the Macedonians were doing. They were giving generously, even though they were poor. So we're talking about fellowship. They wanted to have fellowship with the needy brethren in Jerusalem, and they took up that collection to help them. Now let's turn over a little further to the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11. We're not to have fellowship with everyone, okay? We're to have fellowship with those in the church. Verse 11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And so God limits our fellowship. We're not to have fellowship with everyone. We're not in the same family as those who work the unfruitful works of darkness. What, they're not in our family. They're not motivated to go to heaven, so we should not have fellowship with them. Let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 10. We're trying to help one another get to heaven, and that takes fellowship. Fellowship is something that is like our meat and potatoes. We're coming together, we're sharing in prayers, we're singing together in our with our hearts and making melody in our hearts to the Lord because we want to get to heaven together. Now in Hebrews chapter 10, notice verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. There's fellowship. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. See that togetherness there in verse 25 of chapter 10 of Hebrews? We are to assemble ourselves together. Not disassemble, but to assemble. And we are to exhort one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now that's our fellowship right there. Now we've got marvelous fellowship. The Lord says, come out from among them and I will and be separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you unto myself. We have fellowship with God. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. We're just about out of time, but I want to study this a little bit, or read this at least with you. It says in 1 John 1 in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. You know, we have partnership with God. We're in the same family and his Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write unto you that your joy may be full. And this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's what we want to have. We want to have fellowship one with another. And it tells us exactly how to do it. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Do what the Bible says, and only what the Bible says, and we'll have fellowship with the Father, and we'll have fellowship with one another. It's so important to have that fellowship. Our study today has been about the fellowship of Christians. And it's sweet and it's wonderful. And we want to reach that heavenly shore together. And I'm glad that we're able to study this important matter. Stay in fellowship. Go to the worship services of the local Church of Christ near you. If you don't know how to obey the gospel, go to the Church of Christ near you. And if you don't know where one is, please contact us. We'll be glad to assist you. We have a website, windmillcoc.org. And contact us. Our phone number is there. And we will help get you in touch with some faithful brethren so you can obey the gospel and you can have fellowship with God and fellowship with his people. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a great delight to talk to you about something very important in the Bible, and that is the fellowship of Christians. We are partners together. We work together, pray together, sing together, study the Bible together. We remember the Lord's death together. We give of our means together so that we can further the spreading of the gospel, and that's the way this radio program is coming to you. Is by way of the brethren fellowshipping one with another. May God bless you through this day and on through the week. We hope you'll be back in our next time that we study together. Until then, may God's richest blessings be upon you.